Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Doctor Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 10th. The grains closed strong. December corn up 14.5 cents, 569.25. December wheat up 24.5 cents at 803. That's a new contract high close, but not a new contract high. December Kansas City wheat was up 24 and closed at 817.5. That'd be a new contract high and high close there. Minneapolis wheat was up 22 cents, but not near the contract high. January beans up 4.75 cents at 1216.75. Interesting, the oil was up 67 ticks. The crude oil is now down $3 a barrel. It's broken $4 a barrel off its highs. I'm not sure why bean oil held up there, but at any rate, the volatility in the oil continues, as we talked about this morning. It had missed making a new contract high by 2 ticks and backed off, and it just kept moving lower most of the day out here. Getting back to the grains, you know, these were really solid closes in the wheat, for sure. I don't really see it out here. We have the dollar up 87 ticks at 94.82. So now we're pushing 95 cents on the dollar. Does somebody think we're going to encourage sales out there? But I guess the weather is dry enough in the plains, both the northern plains and the southern plains, to have people a little concerned about the wheat crop out here. We certainly can't afford another shortfall in wheat this year, and maybe that's what's happening in this wheat market. But again, we have to offset some of this with the lack of demand that we're really seeing for U.S. wheat out here. But no question, it was a good close here tonight. And it looks like it can even push higher. The corn market, you know, I look at the carryouts, the increase in the yields, and I just have my wonder, you know, I just don't think exports are going to be that strong. I don't know that ethanol demand will be as strong as the government says it is. So, you know, I just have my doubts on the corn. The beans, you know, if they increase the corn by a half a bushel, I don't know how in the Lord's name that they reduce the beans by 3/10 of a bushel out here. It just doesn't make any sense to me out here. But like I said this morning, it is what it is. We have to live with it. Maybe they'll add some bushels on the December report, but I don't see it. Now, one thing that may be pushing up the corn, I talked to one of my clients in West Central Indiana. He had told me about 2 weeks ago that he wouldn't be able to get in the fields for about 10 days. He's still having trouble. He says in Western Indiana, there's a lot of acres, thousands of acres upon thousands of acres that haven't been harvested. He doesn't think they'll get in until December. So he says the yield looks pretty good, but they just can't get it out of the ground. Maybe that's behind some of the strength in the corn, but I don't really think it's enough to make a big difference out here, not on a record crop. So that's about it. No export sales tomorrow. They'll be on Friday because of the Veterans Day holiday tomorrow. But the market certainly looks poised to move higher, at least in the corn and the wheat for the time being. But, you know, every time it looks lousy, it rallies. Every time it looks great, it breaks. So this has been the pattern the last three reports, that it's a bearish or not bullish report, and we rally. So we'll see where we go with this one. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.